25 to 10 here on the Voice of Hauraki, Kotereo Hauraki na IBFM 92.4. Still looking cloudy Friday weekend just around the corner for you and I as well. Riri dancing in the dark here on IBFM. Intense this week, well tomorrow actually, at the Civic Centre between 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Three dentists are talking teeth. And to help us get you along today, whānau, I've got Denise on the line. Morena, Denise.
Oh, good morning, Reno.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
We're quite privileged, actually, here on our area of Hauraki to be hosting, three great dentists who've got amazing backgrounds.
Well, I have. Laurie Brett from up north, from Whangarei, and he's of Ngāpuhi descent, and I think he's actually another iwi there that's not quite sure which one it was, but he'll do his mihi tomorrow afternoon, and cool. I'll make sure I write that down this time.
Yeah.
But Laurie's actually been studying fluoridation for 35 years, and he'll have some interesting things to say about that. There's also Stan Leitrus from Wellington, and Stan's put out some information about fluoridation and whether it's actually effective for Māori children's teeth.
Okay.
You know, the Ministry of Health and the DHB have done a very big job on trying to sell fluoridation to Māori, and it seems to me that it's very disrespectful, because it is actually, the stuff that we're getting in our water, the fluoridation chemicals, are actually a byproduct of the phosphate fertilizer industry. And it is actually hazardous waste, which is too toxic to be released directly into the air or earth or water. And so we're actually filtering it through our kidneys, which seems to be pretty amazing. But, the benefits of fluoridation, whilst it's claimed that it's safe, effective and cost-effective, its safety has never actually been proven. And all the research shows, and particularly recent research shows, that for the minimal dental benefits, the risks of harm are just not worthwhile.
Okay.
And it's actually, it works on the surface of the teeth anyway, and but so swallowing it, it's a bit like swallowing a sunscreen.
Yeah.
You know? We haven't got teeth in our stomach, so it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
If you look after your teeth, if you have a diet that's low in sugar, and that is the point that we really need to get across. So it's kind of like, you know, a Band-Aid solution. And it's like saying, look, just keep on doing what you're doing, you know, keep on having tooth-rotting, sweet, fizzy drinks, and put fluoride, drink fluoride. Well, it's not going to do it. You're still going to get, you know, heart disease and diabetes if you keep eating those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying, and I know you're very passionate about it, so I can hear that. So, Whānau, if you want to get along, you can actually, it's a free public talk. That's right, home.
It is, absolutely.
Yep.
And the dentist will be able to give you lots. Well, you'll be able to question the dentist.
Okay.
And they can tell you exactly what's going on there with your teeth and what you need to do.
Wonderful stuff. So that's tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4 o'clock at the TM Civic Centre. So if you've got nothing to do, no mai hana mai. And well worth it too. Dr. Laurie Brett will be there, Dr. Stan Leitrus, and also Dr. John Dukes as well. Hey, thank you for your time, Denise.
Thanks so much, Reno. Kia ora.